It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're standing about 15 meters from a rattlesnake burrow out here at Boulder Reservoir, on the west side of Boulder Reservoir. And this burrow has been occupied by at least one snake throughout this summer. It's actually an old prairie dog burrow, and on cooler nights, they'll sleep down underground, and then they'll come up to bask in the morning. So it's about 9 in the morning here. We're just going to stand here for about 10 minutes and see if maybe the snake slithers out.
Can we get a little closer to it, or is that getting too dangerous?
There's no reason to be closer, because we would likely frighten it. We can see it if it does come out, and just look around. It could already be out basking.
It's that big burrow next to the signpost?
The brown burrow on the right here, right in front of us. This has been a banner year for rattlesnakes in Boulder County. The open space biologists think it's because it's been so wet, there must be just more rodent populations for the rattlesnakes to eat. There goes the prairie dog barking at us. Two monarch butterflies just flew by. Of course, we're right in the heart of the migration season, and that's one of the monarchs probably heading for Michoacán. Amazingly, rattlesnakes do a migration of their own, but they travel great distances in the fall to their hibernacula. Tagged rattlesnakes have been tracked going 12 to 15 miles from their summer foraging areas, and this would be a summer foraging area beside the road here west of Boulder Reservoir, to their hibernacula, which are usually in cliffs or earthen banks. And amazingly, as many as 100 rattlesnakes will gather in a single hibernaculum. Explorers described finding balls of rattlesnakes as big as a watermelon inside some of these cliffy areas by the Pawnee Buttes in October. We're really careful where we're walking, because you'll see the rattlesnakes slithering in along with their babies. The babies are born August through October.
Up north of Fort Collins, there's an open space area where they built a parking lot. And then later, after it was already built, they discovered they built it right over our hibernaculum. So there are signs all over the place warning people to be very careful when they get out of their cars.
Here's our barking prairie dog. Along the Eagle Trail, our producer Shelley and her dog Daisy almost tripped over a rattlesnake. Daisy was actually sniffing the snake, and they were fine. So if we don't see the rattlesnake here, we're going to go on the Eagle Trail and just keep a lookout for them. Red-tailed hawk. This flew right over the trail, about 20 feet above us. Beautiful red tail. And it's soaring down into the marsh here to the left. We tried to figure out what are the odds of actually being killed by a rattlesnake bite in Colorado, and we found it's about the same as the odds of being killed by a vending machine in Colorado, that as many people are killed by vending machines as by rattlesnake bites. We'll let you figure out how that works.
Actually, you rarely even see rattlesnakes when you're out hiking. I think in the 50-some years I've been in Colorado, I've seen maybe 5 or 6 that are along the trail.
Oh, here, right here, is a snake, just to the right of the trail. It's about 18 inches long, and yeah, you can see the triangular-shaped head and the brown splotches on its body, but it doesn't seem to have rattles on its tail. It's so young it hasn't developed the rattles yet. And it's slithering across a broad rock in the sun, and now it's just making its way into an area of weeds here where it's going to hide from us. But that's a miracle. People like us don't go looking for rattlesnakes and find them. Herpetologists do. And we're just about a half mile up the Eagle Trail where we saw this.
Should we warn the owners of this that there's
a rattlesnake about 2 feet from your dog here?
Come on.
Okay, good.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Yeah, our snake is in the shrubbery here. We can't see it, but it's just about 4 feet from where we're standing on the trail. So we're going to leave the snake alone, but we're standing just 4 feet from it, and we can't see it. It's in the undergrowth here, and that's the reason when you're walking off trail, you keep your eyes on the ground.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.